Okay, we're on the Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Masnissin. So now we're going to talk about what do you write on. We spoke about what do you write, which. Oh, okay, that's what you said. Okay, good. Okay, well, yeah, right. There, yeah. Right. Masnissin. Einu Koisev. Lo ala luach, right? You can't write on a luach, so that's one of those
a piece of wood.
Yes, thank you. But lo al haniya, not on paper. So paper in the old days they used to make out of maybe still do, like leaves, right? And plant stuff, and they used to stick it together.
Right.
Yeah, very good. That would be okay. That would be good, but that would be no good. So lo, lo al. A diphthera. You can't write on diphthera. So diphthera is a kind of unfinished claf, meaning it's not totally worked, because claf is basically treated leather. So it's heavily treated. So this is lacking. Rashi says it's missing a foxim. Is it gallstone or something? I don't know. Anyway, there's some kind of thing it's missing. Okay. Ella, so what do you write on? Ala Megillah, you write on a Megillah, which is claf. Shinema, how do we know that? Because it says b'sefer. And sefer means claf. Okay, so right, we know what you write on now. You write your psukim on claf. Now, what kind of ink do you use? Right, so this is what you don't use. Ve'enu koisev, lo al kumkus. Sorry, kumkus. Sometimes it's actually kumus, I think. Whatever, but this velo al kankontum, these are two things. So Rashi says kumus, that's some kind of like resin from a tree, yeah. And kankontum, if you look on that, we got a musaf Rashi on the bottom left over here. So it's some kind of things like, it's like shoe polish, right? Something in the bottom left over there. It's just something that they used to blacken your shoes. Velo bechol davar, and not with anything shiroshim, that makes a mark. Yeah, the issue over here, yeah, let's look at Rashi over here, yeah? It says over here, V'lo b'chol dovah shu roshem, right? So roshem literally means makes a mark. The one, the last Rashi of the Mishnah, the second to last, should I say. Yeah, so it says, V'nivla b'klaf, and it also gets absorbed in the cap, in the parchment, V'enu yochol limchoik, and you're not able to erase it. Because over here, we want to erase, the whole point is that, you know, you want to erase the writing, right? So therefore you need it, it's going to be like, and it can't be invisible ink, that's just like a joke, disappearing ink, that's a joke, you know? So we need real ink that's going to get erased. So we have to, right? The kumus, the kankontum, avdi roshem. These make, they get absorbed into the parchment, therefore it's hard to erase them, so these should be avoided. We'll just finish off the Mishnah, with the Mishnah. Okay, so what do you write? Elibidioi, right? So Rashi says, I don't know, he says, shel sraf, we use shel sraf. Whatever dio is, I was trying to look up about inks this morning, so it could be that dio is normally, is like ash, like blackened things, like put into water, whatever dio is, use that, like charcoal, right, that kind of thing. So but Rashi says seraph, I don't know, because but he said kumus was also seraph, anyway, but well, whatever it is, but the point is that it needs to be able to be erased. Elabadioi shinema says umocha, right? It says in the Torah, and you're supposed to erase, right, the writing. Kosov shayochol, right, if the back says lehimachois, to be erased. Right, lehimachois would say, I suppose, in right, passive, to be erased. Okay, Gemara. Amar Rava, says Rava. So we're going to learn Piskei Halachos about the Sota over here, the parchment, and things related. Amar Rava, Megillas Sota, a Megillah of Sota, Shekosfa Belaila. You wrote it in the nighttime. Okay, so the Kohenim wrote it in the nighttime. It's Pesula. It's no good. You've got to write in the daytime. My timer. Because we learn Gezeira Shava. Astia Torah Torah. It said, right, we're going to learn from the word Torah. Ksiv Hacha. It says over here in Sota. It says V'osa La. Akoyin, the Kohen should do for her, as kol haTorah zois, all of this Torah, meaning all of these, I suppose, rules, all these laws, right? So it says Torah over here. The Ksiv Hosam, it says over there, al pi haTorah, according to the Torah, asher yerucha, which they will teach you, va'ala mishpat, upon the judgment. So that's talking about mishpat, judgment, and it says Torah over there, and we know that when you do a judgment, right, when the Beis Dins are not open at night time, meaning a monetary, if you have a monetary dispute, you have to go in the daytime, and we learn it from, Rashi brings it down, for Yom Hanchilo, right, but basically that's a din. Okay, a new din, yeah? Oh no, Ma Mishpat, I didn't finish it off. Ma Mishpat B'yoim, just like Mishpat is B'yoim. Okay, so Af Megillah Sota is B'yom. Straightforward. Now, next thing. Kosva, if he wrote it, so Kosva is referring to the Megillah Sota, he wrote it, yeah, L'mafreya, backwards. Meaning he wrote the last word first in the sentence. Right, or even if you were, Rashi even says, even if you just like got one word out of place, yeah, pasula is going to be no, it's going to be posel. Dichsiv, how do we know that? It says because of esa alosa ela, and he should write these curses. But it says ha'ela means the, like as these are, means you can write as it's written in the Torah in the same order. Ki de kasiva, like that it is written. Right, next thing. Kosva koidem shetigabel, he wrote it, again, so wrote it means he wrote the sota, the parchment, before shetigabel, that she should accept aleha, upon herself, the shavua, right? Basically, you make her do a shavua. Basically, you say, you know, you mashbia her. You basically say there's an oath and there's a shavua, and she's got to say amen, amen, which we saw yesterday, that's what you don't write in, but she's got to say amen, so it's like she made a shavua. So if you have to write the parchment after she's already done the part of the procedure of the Shavua. So first of all, you make a Shavua, and she says, Amen, Amen, right, okay, and then you write the parchment. So now what happens if you did the opposite? What happens if you wrote the parchment and then made her make a Shavua? It's no good. Pasula, Shinema, because
parchment's prepared.
Nope. No, it has to be. You see, it has to be because it has to be the Shema. Has to be written for her. A specific one, yes, a customized Sota parchment, yes, written there on the spot by the Kohen. Yeah. So Shinema, Hishbia. So it says Vehishbia means he'll make a Shavua, va'achakach v'chosav, and then afterwards, she will write. He will write. What's up?
That's not the
Dalid, well, is one after the other?
Dalid is
Kabbalah. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Now, next then, we're on the bottom line of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So, Kosva Igeris. What happens if he wrote it like an Igeris? It means like a letter. But Rashi says, what's the point? It means without sirtut, right? When you write on parchments, you put these, like, you know, indent these lines, right? They have lined parchment. Right? So he wrote it freehand. It's basula. Why? Because it says, besefer amarachmana. The Torah says you've got to write in it a sefer. And a normal sefer, with regards to a Torah requirement, has sirtut, has these lines on it. Now, next one. This is about Pinchas. This is about coming up to... Oh no, that's a little bit later. Kosva. Now, what happens if you wrote the Megillah? This is a new halacha. Al shnei dapin, on two pages, but it doesn't really mean two pages. Rashi just says two columns. Like you got in the Sefer Torah, you've got the columns, right? When you do Hagba, you show three columns, right? So if you wrote the Sota on two columns, yeah, the parchment, it's no good. Why? Because it's a Sefer singular, right? Echad amarachmana. Right, v'lo shnaim, not two, a shlosha savarim. Now, next thing, kosov oisachas. He wrote one. Maybe this coin didn't want to get his clothes dirty. We won't get messy. He wrote one letter on a piece of on the cloth. He did it right systematically. He wrote right one right. So the parchment start. We learned yesterday, right? Everyone agree. Well, according to some at least, you start from im, right? So the aleph of im, right? So he writes aleph on the parchment, and he dips it in the water, and it erases it. Then he takes the parchment out, and he writes mem for im, right? Yeah? And then he puts it in the water and erases it. So he's erasing letter by letter, yeah. So I'll just read this again. Kosov oisachas, umachach oisachas. And then, kosov oisachas, he wrote one letter, umachach oisachas. It's pesula. Why? Tichziv, v'osala, and he should do for the Kohen, yeah, Kohen es, kol ha-Torah, so it's all of it together, all the Torah. Now, here's getting on to Pinchas is what brought up, Lishma. Now, by Rava. Rava has a question. Kosov shte megillos. Okay, he's got two megillos, l'shte sotos. And according to Rabbi Shimon, if you do it when there are two separate koinim doing the procedure, okay, and it should be a problem with chavilos, right, so you wrote two megillos for two sotos, and you wrote it for them, right? You wrote this one for this lady and this one for this lady. Okay, now, and then, umochon l'toich kois echod. And then, but with regards to the erasing, you know, he wanted to save a bit of time. So he said, well, we'll just stick them together and erase them together. Mo, is that okay? Right? So now we're going to explain what's the two stodim. What's the, you know, on the one hand this and one hand that. Okay? Ksiva l'shma be'inan. Right? You need ksiva l'shma. So let's look at Rashi over there. Right? Because this is, it's three lines down from the top. And the last word, it says l'shma, means b'sefer la'atzmoy, in a sefer for itself. Here, this means, yeah, that basically she needs an individual sota, yeah, parchment, right? That means everybody needs their own one. So you need to know who's you writing it for. Dichsiv, it says v'osala, and you should do for her specifically. Means l'shma, for her sake. Now, so
he did.
Oh, so that's the question over here. He did over here. So he wrote it l'shma. She had an individual parchment now, but the thing is, they erased it together, right? So very good. Yeah, k'siva l'shma be'inun va'ika, like Avraham said. He wrote it for her, and so that should be fine. Or possibly, now this is where we're kind of expanding it, odilma be'inun, we require nami mechika. We also need the erasing l'shma. You gotta see that I'm erasing specifically hers. You gotta have your special individual erasing procedure. Now, let's accept the intent saloima. If we're gonna accept be'in nami mechika l'shma, you need to do it mechika l'shma. That means you need two vessels, right? And you need to erase them separately. Now, mochon b'shtei kosos. So fine, he did that. He got two kosos and he erased them now. Yeah, and then he made a cocktail, v'chozav irvon, and he mixed them together in one in kos, yeah, and he gives each one to drink. Maybe he gives them two straws, a straw to each one. You can do it together. L'chaim, yeah, v'irvon maho, mechikal l'shma v'inon. Right over here, you erased it l'shma, yeah, va'ika, and you did that, so it should be fine. Or dilma perhaps halavdi da. Kashasya, perhaps she's not drinking hers. Perhaps she happens to get the half of the other ladies. Yeah, v'halavdida kashasya, and then it's no good. Basically, you need, it's like shtiel, maybe you need shtiel l'shma. I don't know, you didn't speak it out of here, because normally he said you need mechik l'shma. I didn't say you need shtiel l'shma, but right, I assume that it means that. V'intim saloma. And if you want to say, loma, ha'lavdida, this is not hers, kashasya, v'halavdida, you say it's a problem. So what happens if chozav hilkan maho? What happens if you mix them together and then you put them both back in? Yeah, it's like sheva brachas. I don't know how to do. And maho, what would be the din? So what's this tell you on? Yesh breira or ain breira? Is the breira or not? Meaning, do we say that the part that was hers is coming to her or not? Teiku. Okay, we'll stop here.